And it's always great when we get a chance to talk with the one and only Bernie Kosar, a regular on this show. Bernie, big news. I don't know if it's big news, but it's official now. Something that I think we all thought was inevitable. But Pat Shurmur naming Brandon Whedon the starting quarterback for the Browns. Your general thoughts on that?
Well, I think you said it right. I don't know if it's big news, but it is evident news. And, you know, before the first preseason game, you've got basically a month now till your first real game that counts. I think it's important and solid for the team to know that Brandon is the quarterback and the guy that's going to have a chance to lead this team. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to how you produce, how you play, and how you focus your team. And his leadership, and I think his physical skills are fantastic. And if he could translate that onto the field and onto the offense, you know, I think that things will materialize down that path. But it's still imperative, even for a young guy like Brandon Whedon, even though the coach has named him, to understand that he's got to produce, he's got to play, and that if he doesn't make plays, you know, the NFL is a lot about change. And again, on a day that should be a happy day for him, you don't want to talk about that. But I don't think he's going to be too happy or too satisfied with statements like this. He wants to show it on the field.
There's still what you're saying, Bernie. It sounds like, if I'm hearing you right, there's still an earning process, even if you get labeled the starter before the first preseason game as a rookie.
Yeah, and I think Coach Holmgren kind of talked about that. You know, some people said, oh, you've got to name him the starter right away. You've got to name these guys the starter. I'm an old school firm believer that you just don't give people their spots and that you have to earn your worth within the league. And, this is actually still probably pretty early, but, you know, you've been through some of the OTAs, the mini camps, right. Your initial point of mini camp. And I agree with Mike Holmgren that, you know, just kind of going through a process where it's just not from day one given to you. And that's a balance, that's a tough balance with the way the league is changing, the way society's changing, the way social media is changing, where everybody wants their answers yesterday. But still, in the old school way of earning your way to respect in the locker room, respect in the team, you know, showing that you deserve it. And then once you have it, actually picking up your tempo to show that you belong there.
And Bernie, when we talk about Brandon Whedon and why he has this spot, because a lot of people still, you talk about social media. I mean, we get bombarded on this show by people via Facebook, Twitter, the questions that we and comments that we air on this show, it's been pretty steady. There has been this support for Colt McCoy in the sense that, you know, he didn't get a fair shake, that he didn't have enough good parts around him last year to have success, and that this is a premature sort of rushed into thought to move on to another guy. And I don't agree with that, and I've stated it right along, that these decisions are made with a lot of thought behind them. And the thought behind this one is that Brandon Whedon offers skills, plain and simple, that are going to be better than those of Colt McCoy's when you put them side by side. The stronger, very accurate arm, the pocket presence, the bigger, stronger guy that stands tall in the pocket. This is what separates Brandon Whedon from McCoy, and I know he hasn't played an NFL game yet, but you can sort of move on with the thought that when games are played, you're going to see a more dynamic, difference-making quarterback in number 3 versus number 12.
I don't want to be disparaging towards Colt McCoy. I thought in a real tough situation with limited resources around him, he did a solid job to a good job last year. Trying to make the best of a real tough situation. Brandon Whedon, and this is not to limit, because sometimes my physical tools didn't match up as good against the guy next to me. but somehow during a game I was able to garner the results that you want from an NFL team or quarterback. That being said, Brandon Wheaton is showing exceptional athleticism, leadership, and the nuances of the game. And we saw what we got from Colt last year. And I don't think Coach Shermer would be nervous if Colt McCoy had to play some quarterback. But you want to find out what you're getting in Brandon Wheaton. I think the team wants to find out, because his athleticism, his ability to throw the ball, at least in college and at least in practice and mini camps, has looked phenomenal. So to see if you could go to another level, is kind of what the NFL is about. Who's the best guy? Who can make the biggest plays and be the most dynamic guy out there? Hey, a lot of times, sadly and unfortunately, it isn't fair. And there's some dynamics with Colt that were definitely not in his interest. But I think he represented himself well. I think the staff in the league is seeing that he deserves to be in the league. But Brandon Wheaton, with his arm strength and his ability to potentially make plays, I think people need to find that out sooner rather than later.
And Bernie, and we're visiting with Bernie Kosar, a regular right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we talk about the quarterback officially being named the starter, Brandon Wheaton, for the Browns. The timing, back to the timing thing, how important is it for the rest of the team? We could say that we thought this would be coming, this is obvious, this was a matter of time, all those phrases. But you have, I know you have a public and media especially wanting to get that official stamp on it. Internally, though, with other players, with the rest of the team, who, A, see Brandon Wheaton, have seen him taking first-team snaps, you know, throughout training camp, have seen his abilities, what he can do, how he moves the offense, et cetera. Did they need, though, to hear the head coach say this and make it official? Is that important for the rest of the guys?
I guess people would say yes to that. I mean, bluntly, before your first preseason game, just about everybody is really focused on themselves, how they could get their spots right, their techniques right. And the air of professionalism of pro football is do your own job and you do it right. And at this stage of camp, most guys really are focused on getting their act together, making sure they do things right. So, yeah, it's nice. It's probably helpful. It plays good to say yes to that. But really, most guys are just trying to get their act together and get it right. Now, as you get closer to games, and real games, not the preseason games,
yeah,
and your W's really matter and your L's really count, then that statement, I think, is truer, and guys focus on more. But right now, I think they trust the coaching staff. They trust the front office to put guys out there in each individual position, and they're going to do their job. And their job as a person, as a player, is to get their job done right. And that's what they need to focus on and not worry about other things that don't affect their position, their job, them doing things right.
Right, right. And, you know, another thing about timing, Bernie, is sort of the dawn of a new day here in Berea, in Cleveland, in the Browns organization, because last Friday, as you know, Jimmy Haslam was introduced as the man who, of course, agreed to purchase majority interest in the Browns. So he will be coming aboard once the rest of the owners of the NFL, three quarters of them, approve the sale from Randy Lerner to him, the new owner of the Browns. And you know, as I sit here today, it strikes me: okay, new quarterback in Brandon Wheaton, new owner to be, at least in Jimmy Haslam. Just kind of interesting, and I know we haven't really had a chance to talk since the news of late last week. your thoughts on that as well, and what you heard from Jimmy Haslam. I know you watched all the news conferences and heard him on our show. A very dynamic guy, Bernie.
Yeah, actually, you're probably being light in terms of saying a real dynamic guy. His first impression, his knowledge of the game and people, I thought was fantastic. And even more so, you know, I don't want to be over dramatic about the game of football, but I really love it. It's an art form to me. It's something that has an incredible passion within my heart and soul. And you could see that he has that same zest, love for the game of football. And I could see that he's kind of focused his energy now, not only towards football, but towards the Browns, and that same passion and love of it, you know, is going to be focused towards the Cleveland Browns. And I think it's incredibly positive for our team.
Yeah, the passion is amazing, and I know you're going to get a chance to meet him at Family Night on Wednesday. When you join us, by the way, for our three-hour broadcast from Cleveland Browns Stadium, Family Night is 7 to 9 p.m. there, but we'll be on the air from 6 to 9 p.m. with our special show. And you're going to see with Jimmy Haslam a man who is very passionate, very hands-on, very involved with everything, and wants to be up front with it all. Randy Lerner chose to be more of a background guy, as you know, a guy who engaging when you spoke with him privately and off to the side, but did not want anything to do with cameras and microphones. To the extent that Jimmy Haslam wants to be involved in that, I think it's about also just letting people, you know more about him. He likes to be, as he used the word, transparent. And I think that's important for Browns fans to see that. Even though this is a Tennessee businessman, but he's all in when it comes to Cleveland and the Browns.
Well, I thought his statements of love and football and the passion and commitment were fantastic. But the transparency is another thing I think that will resonate incredibly solidly with us as fans, because let's be blunt, we've been punished for 11 or 12 years with almost constant change, and so many things with losing and change, you get sometimes a little frustrated. So it was incredibly, I thought, refreshing to see his genuineness towards loving the team and loving football, and then wanting to be transparent to the point of incorporating everybody into kind of the family of Cleveland Browns football. I think that's, as fans and players and an organization, something, again, I think will really resonate really well, and it doesn't come across to me as fake or something just to do for business. It comes across as a genuine passion and love and respect for the game and the team.
No doubt. He wants to be on here. I saw it in the Browns tie, in the Browns pin that he was wearing on the lapel of his jacket, and the Browns watch he's wearing, and in everything, the body language of being out there and watching practice. He seems to soak this up. And again, we're only talking a guy really for 1 or 2 days has been part of this, and will be fully immersed in it very soon. Bernie, great stuff from you. And again, I look forward to us being together Wednesday night at Cleveland Browns Stadium.
Hey, I'll see you for Family Night. Come on down, fans.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us as he always does right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.